Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Hey. Yeah. Hi. All right. So I'm going ahead and as my wife says, forewarn you.
Forewarn you.
Yeah. there's not going to be a one-star strip club reviews tomorrow because Riggins is not going to be here. Riggins is taking the very, very rare day off to go play with his brothers.
Yeah.
And where are y'all meeting?
We're going to South Carolina.
Okay.
The Greenville area.
Right. Okay. So what are y'all planning to do?
Just kind of hang out and see where the day takes us. I think they kind of wanted no plan. They've got, you know, big families and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I think they just kind of want to relax and hang, and we've never done this. So
stay in the house or go, you think y'all be going out into the public more?
We're going to go out.
Because you need to be out in the public.
Do I?
Yeah, you don't go out in the public enough.
Do I not?
No.
And no, you know that.
I just know.
Not enough for your liking.
Yeah, because you don't like restaurants, and you're not going to go sit at a bar by yourself and stuff like that.
No, I would not sit at a bar by myself.
So now you got your brothers with you. Go.
Yeah, we're going to go out.
Yeah.
And we're just not a vacation family. We never went on vacation, so this is just kind of an odd experience. But and we go hang out at one of their houses and stuff. That's typically what we do. But with no wives and no kids, they don't get to do this very mm-hmm. often. So they each planned accordingly to have some vacation days or PTO, whatever they call it, to take this trip.
Yeah. So they're going to be looking to really.
Yeah.
You might have to reel them in a little bit.
Maybe. Yeah. One of them will get kind of a little out of control.
And will your oldest brother just want to play video games the whole time? Because isn't he a video game addict?
They're both pretty heavy into video games. The oldest one is the most into it. But I'm not playing no video games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that. We didn't go. I'm not going all the way down there to play video games, I'll tell you that much.
How's he going to – will they bring their – stuff?
Like I doubt it.
Consoles?
I doubt it. I wouldn't stand for that, though. If they start plugging that crap up, I'd be like, get that shit out of here. I'm not looking at that. Yeah,
because what time will y'all get there tomorrow?
Around lunchtime, a little after lunch.
Okay. So you got all of Friday afternoon and all evening Saturday. And all Saturday and then coming home Sunday morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't have, that's not a lot of time.
No.
And you don't want to waste any time on video games.
No, I wouldn't stand for that. At all. I don't even like having the TV on. If we're hanging out, if you want it on for ambient noise, but we're not going to sit around and watch TV together.
Did you make a playlist?
For the road trip? No.
No. For the house or whatever.
Oh, no.
You know, when you're hanging out at the house.
No, I did do that for my brother's bachelor party one time, and they still talk about it. It was the greatest mix ever, and I was really proud of that because everybody loved it, and it was good music. And
you still have it?
I probably do. I'd have to hunt it down, but it was a lot of hip hop and pop and stuff like that. But it was a good party mix, probably 18 songs. And we went to the strip club with it. We were in the party bus with it. We went to all the bars in the limo with it. It was just a great mix. I was really proud of it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I had made a couple mix CDs throughout my life, but that one I was most proud of.
Uh-huh. And Will y'all go to the grocery store when you get there? And are you going to take everything with you?
I doubt it. My oldest brother has a steadfast rule that if he's on vacation, he's not cooking anything. He wants to eat out.
But I mean, every you need snacks.
There might be snacks, but I don't know.
You're going to need a chip and dip, at least some little Debbie's or something sweet. You know,
I don't know.
Something to snack. Because if y'all are going to hang out at the house at all, you're going to need like kind of stuff you'd have if you're watching a ball game together or something. Mm,
okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'm letting them treat me. I'll be honest. I'm not picking up the tab for anything.
Yeah, so I don't blame you. That's what I'm saying. Wait till you get there. Go to the grocery store. Yeah. Get a bunch of snacks because you're going to have to get a bunch of beer and the whole thing.
Well, yeah, Matt, my oldest brother has a fresh case of beer, two bottles of Buffalo Trace.
Yeah.
Is it whiskey or something? Bourbon, yeah. I don't drink liquor like that, but I think they do.
it's a nice one.
Yeah. Oh, it is? Okay. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Of course, if it's Matt.
Exactly. Well. That's a good point. Yeah. I should have guessed that. And they got some. Yeah, so we're gonna have a good time.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'm so excited for this.
Me too.
You know, because you have never done it, which is blows my mind.
Yeah, we just.
If I lived that close to my brother, we would be meeting up and doing stuff all the time. Which is easy for me to say because he doesn't live close to me.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah, but we're very close. I mean, we talk a lot. We just, this is not a usual thing. Yeah. This
just
is
don't get together where they're not having to worry about their nagging ass wives and their bratty ass kids.
No, yes. It's a rare thing. So, and you know, the work is, you know, tough for each of them. They're real busy and, you know.
Now, will you get into it at all?
Fighting?
Yeah.
We always do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody, you're going to catch some shrapnel either way. But yeah, it hasn't gotten really ugly in a while, but it has. I mean, that's just what happens sometimes. Somebody storms out and, you know, like go cool off and then come back.
If y'all really came to blows, who would win in a fist fight?
It's a good question. Matt would like to think he would win, but I think he's slowed down after 40. I don't know. I'd probably whoop his ass if I needed to.
See, I think Kevin would probably, the middle brother, because he was a wrestler.
He was a shitty wrestler, but he was a wrestler.
He still knows some moves.
He would get pinned almost immediately. My favorite story about Kevin wrestling is they would hit the bell, the buzzer, or whatever, and immediately he would get, you know, twisted up like a pretzel, and his coach from the other side would go, shoot the half, shoot the half. And he's like, I can't move at all. So, but yeah, he did wrestle for a little bit. We'll see.
And you know, you always have to worry about the middle children snapping, just like going crazy.
Yeah.
In a fight or something.
Yeah.
Maybe. They'll go nuts.
Maybe. I withdraw when things like that happen. I kind of just take a step back, but he might snap. We'll see.
No, I think.
But they're going into it with real. They're really excited.
I think that this will be the y'all will do this and think and actually say, why haven't we done this a bunch of times?
Yeah, maybe.
And then y'all start. Maybe it'll be an annual thing at least.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Or it could be terrible and.
Yeah.
You know.
But then this would be better too because they won't have their wives and kids and all that, and then you won't have your mom babying you and protecting you from their, you know, angst.
Whatever that.
Protecting you from all of their mischief. Because you're the baby of the family. That's what I was saying.
I am the baby.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Can I go?
If you want to. Sure. I mean, it's free. I mean, we're going to. What we're basically going to do, we got a house that's pretty close to the downtown area.
Yeah.
So. And it's walkable, which is going to be great. So
y'all going to get that head right?
I think we're going to get a little shit face.
Mm-hmm.
That's my plan anyway.
Yeah.
So we're going to be able to walk to the bars and all those great restaurants that are there in the area and walk back home, which is perfect.
They have a good gummy place there.
A good gummy?
Yeah, it sells those edibles and all that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I saw it. It was across the street from this little, when we were there, little bar. That we went to. It's a little shop right there on the main street area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe do a little cross buzzing.
Yeah. Is that what you, when you're drunk and then you eat dope?
Yeah, yeah. You cross buzz, man. Cross buzz.
Yeah. It's going to be great. I'm hoping that you don't come back Monday and say, I'll never do that again.
That would be horrible.
I know. Even though it would be good on the radio.
Yeah, right. That's way more interesting than, we had a great time. Everybody had fun.
Yeah. I don't care about that. I want you to have fun.
Okay, good.
I don't care whether your brothers have fun or not. I want you to.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Listen or watch Extra Funny each weekday at the Media Center at tjriggins.com, sponsored by Wear Playground. Elevate your workout style effortlessly at tjriggins.com/deals with 20% off Wear Playground using code TJ.
What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video.
Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's a new TJ and Riggins Show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.